You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024. The Australian share market did fall today, down by 1.2%. We'll have the details with Kai Chen from MPC Markets. But first to Qantas, and customers encountered some tech issues when they opened their app today. Is it something to be worried about? Rainer Bosch spoke with tech expert Trevor Long.
So this morning, around 8 o'clock Sydney time, users started experiencing a strange thing where you'd log into the app successfully, but instead of seeing your own profile, you'd see someone else's, and you'd see their Qantas frequent flyer points balance, status balance, and any upcoming flights they had. And what was remarkable was every time, because obviously you'd go, well, that's wrong, so you'd close the app. Every time you reopen the app, you would see someone else's details. I, in the course of 15 minutes, saw at least 10 or 12 different people's details. Quite an alarming thing to see when you log into an app expecting to see just your information.
Now, Qantas has advised this wasn't the result of a data breach, but in fact, an internal issue. What actually caused it and how severe could this have been?
Look, we don't know what caused it. I never thought it was going to be an external thing because it did look like an IT failure, basically. I think the app was successfully authenticating people, so validating that you are who you say you are, username, password, that kind of thing. And then when it went to fetch your profile, it just had an error in that process. Now, whether it was fetching up random ones or a certain number in the list, we don't know, and we'll never know because they won't expose the true full details. But essentially, it was unable to grab the profile of the authenticated user, and in turn, it was handing over the personal information of random Qantas passengers to other Qantas passengers.
One of the key areas of concern stemming from this is scammers. How active have they been around this, and what do people need to be aware of?
One of the things we saw literally before this was even fixed was on social media, people proposing or purporting to be Qantas staff or customer service staff replying to people. So if someone complained about this on Twitter or X, this pretend Qantas account would reply saying, let's help you out with those issues. Now, a lot of people would see through that, but others won't. And I think that's the concern is scammers love a news story. Scammers love to feel relevant. And so people potentially get phone calls or text messages. Qantas told me today that they would text message every user. That's great. But then a scammer might look to also text message users. So we need to warn people that you shouldn't be clicking on any links in any messages, social media or otherwise, and you shouldn't be handing over any of your information, be it your date of birth or your Qantas frequent flyer number, to anyone other than Qantas or a Qantas staff member face-to-face.
Now, travellers going overseas are being hit pretty hard by scams as well. What can people do to protect themselves more broadly?
Look, I think the best thing you can do about scams is be vigilant. Your awareness, your heightened awareness is a powerful thing because most of the scams get people because they're not paying attention. They didn't realise that the link wasn't real. So be on heightened alert. If something doesn't look real, ignore it. If it looks too good to be true, ignore it. If you're worried that it is real and you should act upon it through another channel. So if you're overseas and you get an email from your bank saying that there's a problem with your account, don't act on the email. Open up your bank's app or make a phone call to your bank and ask whether there's something that you need to be doing. They'll tell you. If they have an issue, they'll certainly tell you over the phone.
That's Trevor Long there, technology expert, speaking with Rainer Bosch.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Australian share market tumbled today. The S&P ASX 200 down 1.23% to 7,569. For more, Rainer Bosch spoke with Kai Chen, Head of Investments at MPC Markets.
Yeah, so, you know, overnight we saw the US market fall off as well. So the NASDAQ fell about 2% and the S&P about 1.5%. And this was basically caused by the US employment cost index, which came out higher than expected and just all feeding into the inflation story. And basically, you know, the market was pricing in cuts earlier this year, and that's really kind of taken that off the tables.
So let's delve into interest rates a little bit further, starting with the US. What's out there leading to suggestions that interest rates may stay higher for longer?
Yeah, sure. You know, we've seen really high employment figures that are coming out of the US. So, you know, record amounts of employment, as well as inflation not being where the Federal Reserve would like it. And, you know, plus with the wage price index that came out last night in the US, that's really kind of dampened expectations for rate cuts in the second half of this year.
What about here? Because there seems to be a trickle down of economists predicting that the RBA may shift to rate rises. Is that actually a possibility?
Yeah, we saw inflation come out 3.4% last month, and that's, it's the RBA has cooled down inflation, but I think given where it stands, it's just probably not enough. So in terms of where the interest rate market is pricing it, they're saying that there's potentially a chance of a hike in the latter half of this year, November and December, and then towards the middle of next year, we might see some relief coming in for rates. For us, we think that, it's most likely going to stay flat where they're going to hold. Yeah, I think they're just going to keep it at where it is for now.
And has any of this changed the way that you're investing?
We've, from earlier this year, we've always said that the market was a little bit optimistic in terms of expecting so many rate cuts coming this year. We've been positioned fairly defensively with our portfolio, so no, it's kind of played exactly into how we thought it would.
Today, the government announced some changes to Foreign Investment Review Board reforms. Can you talk us through whether this is going to have any implications for the market?
Yeah, I think it presents a good opportunity because the main issue with foreign investments at the moment is that the regulatory procedures and time in which they take to approve these foreign investments is so long. Basically, they're proposing a 30-day period of review, and I think bringing that in will bring a lot more foreign investment opportunities into Australia.
And is there any companies that you've been keeping your eye on today?
Yeah, so I with Woolworths, they've sold the about 5% stake in Endeavour, which is a spin-off they had in about 2011. So they have BWS as well as Dan Murphy's. They still have a remaining 4.1% share, but that's probably the biggest news in terms of US earnings that came out last night. Amazon reported fairly well, so their AWS business segment grew quite well, as well as Eli Lilly, which reported last night, and that was positive given their suite of drugs.
Finally, Kai, do you see any opportunities for investments at the moment?
Yeah, I think well the highest performer in on the ASX today was uranium stock, and that's really caught the interest of everyone today. Basically, US Senate has approved a bill to ban Russian export of uranium ore to the US for refining. So basically, they have to find that supply somewhere else, and that's what's caused a surge in uranium stocks today in Australia.
That's Raina Bosch there speaking with Kai Chen from MPC Markets.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.